are environmental groups responding to the incoming Trump administration? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapel. Larry Schweiger heads up Citizens for Pennsylvania's Future, Penn Future, and he's one of the people inside the movement we've been talking to since the presidential election. Action on climate change and a push for more renewable energy in the state top Penn Future's agenda, so they're apprehensive about some of President-elect Trump's promises, like reviving the coal industry. And while Schweiger says his group plans to stay the course with statewide education programs and lobbying efforts in Harrisburg, he says there will be some shifts in their strategy now.
I do believe that it's important for us to be reaching to the right. As a former Republican committeeman, you know, I know what the Republican Party used to look like, and I hope at some point we can help draw them back to a place where they can be, like former Senator John Hines was, a very concerned environmental leader as well as someone who represented the Republican Party. I hope that we can somewhere meet in the middle.
You've been working on environmental issues for a long time. What have you learned over that time that gives you hope, or maybe at least has helped prepare you for the next 4 years?
I believe very strongly that most Americans are concerned with the proper care of their air, their water, and are concerned about their children's future. I think that is a common theme, and it's time that the American voters not just vote on Election Day, but become much more engaged. You know, we saw that back in the Reagan administration when James Watt was Secretary of Interior. He had a belief that public resources ought to be sold to the highest bidder. He was very active in undermining the traditional programs in Washington. The American people demanded change, and President Reagan was able to respond to that by dealing with the ozone hole and ended up becoming the president that called for the elimination of lead in gasoline, something that he was originally opposed to. So I've seen it before, and I'm hopeful that with enough public pressure, the incoming administration will, in fact, reshape its promises to fit reality, will reshape its promises to address these concerns. But it's up to us.
Larry Schweiger is president of Citizens for Pennsylvania's Future. There's more of our interview later this week on our program. The Environmental Protection Agency just put out a list of 10 high-priority chemicals, including asbestos and perchloroethylene, which is used in dry cleaning. As Rebecca Williams reports, they're the first chemicals the agency will review for risks to human health under a new law that Congress passed this summer.
The law is an overhaul of the nation's chemical safety regulations. It's called the Toxic Substances Control Act, or TSCA. It covers chemicals in all kinds of consumer products. Jim Jones is with the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention. He says the previous law was much weaker because there had to be a safety concern first before EPA could act. It limited their authority.
The new law requires us to make an affirmative finding that it is safe to go onto the market.
And Jones says now, if they find a chemical poses an unreasonable risk, EPA can do something about it.
We would have the authority to eliminate that unreasonable risk, which could include a ban or could include some other restriction.
Under the new law, EPA has to take action on a chemical it finds to be unsafe within 2 years. The American Chemistry Council did not make anyone available for a taped interview for this story. But in an email statement, the group says a chemical's inclusion in this first group of 10 chemicals does not in and of itself indicate anything about the safety of the chemical. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Kara Holsapple.